And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, Wednesday morning, 28 degrees out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. It's time for students and parents to have a serious conversation about college, middle college, that is. Blue Water Middle College is enrolling students for next fall. The director of Blue Water Middle College, Pete Spencer, is with us right now. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How old is this program now?
Hard to believe, but we're going to be enrolling our seventh cohort. So this is our sixth year with students.
No kidding. It's gone by quick, hasn't it?
It has, and the years click by. It seems like we talk annually, and it's like, oh, my gosh, already.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. You know, Pete's coming in. It's been another year. Enrollment coming up soon. You've got an open house on Saturday, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Just kind of give us the overview of what Middle College is.
Well, the Blue Water Middle College came about as part of a number of initiatives in the county to get more students not only enrolling in college, that's obviously important, but completing college. The number of students that go in with great intentions is high, but how many actually get a degree, an associate or a bachelor's, is lower than we want. So the Blue Water Middle College, like all middle colleges or early colleges in the state of Michigan, the idea is to get students in, transition them into college, and then provide a lot of support as they get started so they learn how to succeed in college. And then another key reason, I guess, for the middle college is to provide students a chance to get college credits and then ultimately a degree at little or no cost to them. And that's a barrier, obviously, that keeps students from completing.
That's the thing where parents go, well, wait a minute, what's the catch? Yeah. You probably hear that all the time. Well, wait a minute, what's the catch? When does the bill come due?
Yeah, and it is supported through the K-12 funding, and the only cost, and it is a consideration, is really transportation. Tuition for the classes, books, any fees, things like that are covered by the Blue Water Middle College. And that's through a grade 13. So middle and early colleges or high schools that actually give their students a grade 13, if you will, and that's usually all college or mostly all college courses, but all the expenses are covered for the parents and families.
Help us understand the logistics of this then. So is this for seniors only or juniors?
Well, actually, the students that we're talking to right now, and it's kind of important over the next month or two, are 10th graders.
Okay.
Because a student must enroll in a middle college by the fall of 11th grade. The state and the reason behind them is to make it a transition, over the 3 years. So a student can't come in right at senior year and say, I want to take part in this. So what has to happen right now is the students and families want to do what they can to learn about the Blue Water Middle College. I was at Port Huron High School for their 9th and 10th grade parent night on Monday, and what an amazing selection of opportunities students have now, whether it's advanced placement or tech or the Blue Water Middle College. And so it's a lot about learning what program, if you will, is best for them, and the traditional path still exists for students as well.
Right. We hear the term dual enrolled sometimes. That's not what middle college is, right?
Well, in effect, the students in the middle college could be sitting right next to a student who's dually enrolled from Port Huron High School, and in the classroom it's the same, but the middle college is more of an entire program, if you will, with a lot of support, and the students actually get on a program of study so they earn a degree. Dual enrollment is often more. A student might take one or two, maybe three or four classes. They can actually do more than that now. But with the middle college, it's kind of like the whole package from the time they get in, and we follow them, we mentor them, we help them plan. And, of course, that year 13 is something that a dual-enrolled student would graduate normally on time at the end of 12th grade.
So that 13th year, explain how that works as far as, like, graduation, for example. When does a student graduate?
Well, right now, our year 13 students who are on track to get a degree from SC4, we're encouraging them to apply for graduation, which will happen in May. So our students in their final year in May might be marching at McMorrin in SC4's graduation, and then a couple of weeks later actually walking in the Blue Water Middle College graduation, and ours is actually their high school graduation. So they could actually go through their college graduation before their high school. But year 13 is all about trying to get them to finish that degree. About half our students earn a degree from SC4 at that point, but there's a lot that are still one, two, three classes away. We also help them apply to future universities. Often many of them are going on for a bachelor's degree.
And the middle college students spend part of their day at high school and the rest of the day at SC4, is that right?
Yes. The students, for example, who would enroll in the fall would be at their high school Probably the first four periods of the day, they take four high school classes, and then they'd be at SC4 for two classes. That would make up their fall semester, if you will. And college classes, as we have to inform them, are not every day. They're twice a week and sometimes only once a week. So students have to learn to do a little bit more studying outside of school, even when they're not in the classroom.
Right. That's all part of the transition,
that's
though, right?
Exactly.
How many students enroll in middle college?
Well, this new cohort, I'm confident, will put us over 1,000 students altogether. We have now just about 650 enrolled, and those are primarily 11th, 12th, and year 13 students. But we've already had some cohorts that have gone on and graduated. But it's pretty neat to think that 1,000 or more St. Clair County students have been able to take advantage of it.
Do most of the students stay with it?
Yes, we have about the first year from 11th to 12th grade, it's 95 and above that stick with the program. Parents often ask, well, what happens if this doesn't work out? And for most students it does, but not all of them. And so they can return. And we have about 90% of our students graduate from the Blue Water Middle College. A few students leave at the end of 12th grade. They might get an athletic scholarship or an academic scholarship. But most of our students complete through all 3 years. And right now, I was just looking at some numbers, and we have, of those early cohorts, over 60% of them have earned an associate degree, not necessarily right at the end of their program, but they've got that degree. And that's just a huge number compared to, overall what the numbers have been. And so we're hoping we're making a difference in the county.
Is there a grade point average requirement for a student to enroll?
There's really no criteria other than we do meet with each student and family that applies. Each student that applies, we sit down one-on-one with them, and we talk about how they've done academically. The average high school grade point of a student coming in is around a 3.2, so it's not all the best of the best, academically. And those are the greatest stories of students that came in, maybe struggled in 9th and 10th grade, the light comes on, and they do real well in college. So there are no set criteria that the student has to meet, but we want it to be the right decision for them.
Tell us about the open house on Saturday.
Well, every year we've had an open house. It's always really well attended. It's a chance to visit not only the Blue Water Middle College space on campus, and we are at St. Clair County Community College, but also to see the college in general and hopefully get the students excited about that. We're going to be open from 10 in the morning till noon. We're located in the Atchison Applied Technology Center building at SC4. That's the one with the wind turbine and the solar panels on top, and we're located right next to the bookstore. You can just drop in and drop out. It's informal, but we'll have students there, current students, to talk about their experiences, and all the middle college staff will be there to answer your questions.
All right. Good stuff, Pete. Good luck with the open house and with getting all those new students enrolled. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Pete Spencer, the director of Blue Water Middle College, with us from St. Clair County Reset, 20 past 7 o'clock.